This is the closest thing you will get to easy money in crypto, a low-cap altcoin that is just about to see institutional adoption.
This is a multi-revenue powerhouse with a potential to generate billions, and somehow it still has a very tiny market cap.
Welcome to the Bean Pod. This is your place for all things stocks and crypto, from beginner tips to expert picks. Use this as fuel for your investing journey, because when you're in the know, your money will grow.
This episode of the Bean Pod is sponsored by Mudo Hub, the global leader in blockchain-based epigenetics and DNA research.
Over the last 8 years, Mudo has gained worldwide recognition by partnering with top-tier institutions like the King's College London, the University of Singapore, and Web3 giants like VeChain.
With over 70,000 tests conducted worldwide and millions of dollars in revenue, their AI-powered health coach provides personalized, actionable insights to help users take control of their wellness journey.
Users can even monetize their own health data through commercial and clinical research while helping fund groundbreaking discoveries.
If you're betting on DeSci and AI-driven health innovation this cycle, look no further than Mudo Hub and the DNA token.
All views expressed by speakers on the Bean Pod are solely their opinions. You should not treat any opinion expressed on the Bean Pod as a specific inducement to make a particular investment or follow a specific strategy, but only as an expression of their opinion. This podcast is for informational purposes only.
Welcome to the Bean Pod. This is Shane, aka the Jolly Green Investor.
And this is Josh, the Nifty Investor.
Today, we're going to be showing you a project that looks like easy money in crypto. These opportunities don't come around very often. When you find a low cap, undervalued altcoin with proven technology that is just beginning to see mass institutional adoption.
So this is a multi-revenue powerhouse that is currently generating revenue. And they do have the potential to generate billions of dollars when you dive into the technology and what they're doing and the type of adoption that they are seeing. It is built for institutions, but now available to retail. And not only will retail, if you so choose to use the platform, it's up to you if you want to participate in utilizing it, or you can just be an investor. It's up to you. But when you have these tools that the hedge funds, the billion-dollar players have access to, and now retail does, there is something here in their revenue model that allows you to earn really easy money, passive income, if you will.
Yeah, and before we get into what this project is, explain how it's insane how undervalued it is at the moment before really people are catching on. You know, we're always trying to be early in the show, and I believe with this one, we are very early. I think the whole our thesis on the market right now aligns with this project and why it is such a bullish setup. I think in the next wave of this bull market, when the market does eventually correct, we're going to see quality projects rise to the top. I think the last wave, we saw meme coins basically flush out all the liquidity, all the pump fund garbage. But I think what you're seeing now, and with all the regulations and institutional money coming into crypto, is a flight to quality. And that's why I think that real crypto projects that have built real businesses, tokens with real utility, profit share, revenue generating, I think these are the ones that are going to start to see mass inflows of retail money, of institutional money. And that's where this project comes into play, because not only do they have proven technology at the intersection of investing, AI, but their technology is now being used by institutions. And not only do they have all the tailwinds from AI and all that and institutional backing, but their token is on arguably the hottest blockchain and fastest growing blockchain of this bull run, which is the Base blockchain. You see what's happening with Coinbase in America and crypto. Ton of American investors, retail investors are getting access to all these coins via Coinbase with regulations coming through. They're going to be pushing the Base blockchain very hard. This could be the most legit undervalued actual crypto business altcoin on Base.
Yeah, so we've been watching this project closely for a while. We believe that now is approaching a time where it could be an excellent opportunity to enter and start a position. The reason for that is we watched it go from like something like a penny up to 66 cents. So it went haywire, but it's since come back down sitting around at time of recording somewhere around 15 cents. And I think that's imperative for us because we wanted to see, you know, sometimes when these new projects hit the market, you're like, okay, are they going to develop? Are they going to deliver? What's the team doing? You know, there's all these shiny new objects. So we kind of wanted to see how they performed and what they're actually delivering. And what caught our eye was the rewards and how they're going to be providing that to the people who are staking. Mm-hmm. And when you look at the mechanism, it actually seems extremely bullish in how it could create like this feedback loop to drive the price significantly higher.
Yeah, 100%. So the project we're talking about has built predictive AI-backed technology for institutions and retail that is aimed at the crypto market, the stock market, foreign exchange, and also sports betting and analysis. So basically AI predictions for everything. And with all these different revenue drivers, it all comes back to the token holders and the stakers. And sitting at a tiny like $15 million market cap at the moment, our eyes are looking right now at Eagle AI. The ticker is EAI.
Listen to how bullish this is. And when I say that this is a multi-revenue generator, it's all the different angles in which they're capable and will be seeing revenue come in. That's through their trading tools, through their FX predictions, through their crypto and stock predictions. They also operate as a Web3 consultancy firm as well. So right now, 48% of the entire supply is currently staked. That is extremely bullish because that means that's 48% of the supply that is not available to be sold.
Yep.
So half the supply right now is locked up, and for good reason. It's because of the rewards.
Yeah.
So right now, if you lock up your tokens or stake it, what you will, you'll receive the revenue from what the company is generating. And that will be paid back in USDC plus the native token. All right, so 50% of stake, that's extremely bullish because 50% of the holders out there are not selling. When this company generates the revenue, it is for the people who are locking up their or staking their tokens, they are receiving a combination of USDC, a stable coin, and the native token EAI. That is currently, it's at low mix. But in the next month or two, it is going to be solely USDC. So think about this. You see the value proposition of what Eagle AI brings to the table because of all the amazing features that they have for these AI trading tools and all that. You see that they're generating revenue. You have your EAI, locked, and then you're receiving USDC. A lot of other projects will reward you in their native currency. You receive the native currency. What do? You sell it. Well, why would you do that in this case? You won't, because you're receiving a stable coin. So you can just reinvest it back in, accumulate more EAI, and then get more USDC and buy more EAI. And it just creates like this self-fulfilling loop, this feedback loop, which I think as more holders come in, this project could do extremely well based off of that reward system alone.
Yeah, 100%. And then when we have all of these established pillars of revenue generation for Eagle AI that can drive demand for the Eagle AI token, EAI, then it all comes down to adoption. And when we say that there's institutional and retail adoption occurring, this isn't just an idea and something that's potentially happening. There are already institutions in America using Eagle AI's technology. And rumors have it that there are plenty more, potentially dozens of institutions lined up to use this proven AI technology that Eagle AI has built, whether it be for crypto or stock predictions, whether it be for Forex, which is a multi-trillion-dollar market, or whether it be these sports betting analytic, which is a growing industry. Like, you know, we always talk about BlockBet, and we talk about Block, how they have so many revenue generators, but I see a lot of similarities with Eagle AI. We look for companies that are seeing mass adoption, both with retail and institutions. And the opportunity here with Eagle AI, this is tools. They've built AI technology that is built for institutions and is now available for retail. So when we start to see institutions pile in the door, that is where you're going to see the revenue for Eagle AI and the token demand and potentially price for EAI. Again, not financial advice. This is just what we think is going to happen. This is where you could see it explode. And I see EAI right now with a $15 million market cap. I think it should be sitting somewhere around a $150 million market cap at least. The only reason being so low is because the market has been in a massive pullback. But when you look for legitimate crypto businesses built on the Base blockchain, there really are not that many. There was a lot of trashy meme coins built on Base. But again, I think you're going to see a flight to quality. And when you see institutional technology like EAI sitting at a tiny market cap, I just can't ignore that.
Yeah, this has been tried and tested by a fully regulated US-based crypto hedge fund. Very imperative. You have to realize that this is a real business with real clients and a real product. They are incorporated in the UK and the UAE. The UAE is extremely pro crypto and extremely friendly. The UK has extremely tough regulations. So the fact that they're incorporated in both of those areas of the world, very important. Mm-hmm. They have team experience with BlackRock, the London Stock Exchange, and Fidelity. And were awarded a $350,000 grant from Google Cloud Web3 Startup Program. Mm-hmm. So, you know, they're receiving the Google Cloud grants. They have expertise from the right industries. They're incorporated. They actually have a real product that has been tested by a U.S. regulated hedge fund. You know, there's a lot of positives. And the other thing I like around this project is the fact that their token actually has some utility. So there's different staking tiers for the EAI token. So you have from like a 5,000, if you stake 5,000, you get the bronze, up to 25,000, you get the platinum. And if you stake the 25,000, you get the platinum services, which means that you get access to better tools. You get access to more predictions. So with the bronze, you only get 5 predictions using their AI models. You, with the 25,000 platinum, you get unlimited predictions, different time frames, and all these other things. So you get stronger AI models as well the more you stake, because they do have different variations of AI models that they use for their AI predictions. So there is that utility as well. So not only will you stake to receive access to the platinum memberships available to be using the platform, but when you stake it, you also receive the rewards in the USDC. So that's easy money. It's passive income.
Yeah, we like passive income. We like to see rewards for holding tokens. And, you know, my thesis is simple, and why we chose this time to enter EAI and add this as a main position in our portfolio, it's that I see that AI and investing is a $1 trillion opportunity. No one's really perfected it yet. There's a lot of different companies trying to bring AI to investing to really change the game. And I think what you're going to see over the next few years is a massive amount of investment and interest coming into the AI investing space. And the fact that we see Eagle AI already getting inroads into institutional adoption, and if those rumors are true and they have many more institutions ready to pour their money into Eagle AI and start using their institutional tools, that's where we can see them capture even just a tiny percentage of the market share in institutions and retail, and just drive a ton of demand for EAI, the token, and then drive a ton of revenue back to EAI holders and stakers. So for me, it's a no-brainer. I can see EAI, the token, do a 10 to 100x once the market recovers, and to hold it and stake it. Like, this isn't a token that I want to trade. I want to hold EAI. I want to stake it. I want to see the income, the passive income, the dividends, the trade rewards from a growing leader in the AI investing sector. I want to get one of the most innovative businesses, crypto businesses, on the Base blockchain to have exposure to Base, which I think we've kind of been underallocated to a little bit.
Yeah.
And I see, yeah, look, it's a proven business. These guys know their stuff. You listen to their spaces. You listen to go into their Telegram. These guys are really smart guys in this team that are building this AI predictive technology. So for us, EAI seems like, again, no guarantees in investing, but this looks like easy money in crypto, Eagle AI.
Yeah, an AI company specializing in predictive technologies. I like it. They're seeing the adoption, real products, real team. They're demonstrating revenue. Like, this is one that definitely shouldn't be slept on. Anyways, hey, make sure you guys tune into the next episode.
That one is going to be a banger.
All views expressed by speakers on the Beanpod are solely their opinions. You should not treat any opinion expressed on the Beanpod as a specific inducement to make a particular investment or follow a specific strategy, but only as an expression of their opinion. This podcast is for informational purposes only.